Welcome to the PRISM Education Center podcast. PRISM Education Center is a K-12 school committed to building principled leaders through sound values, solid culture, and strong community. PRISM Education Center is a Northgate school, and this is our podcast.
Welcome to the first ever high school edition of the PRISM podcast. This is Misty Newcomb, and I am in the podcast room in the studio today with my friend David Spillmaker.
Hey.
Willow Newcomb.
Hello.
And me, Misty Newcomb. And today we are going to do a podcast to just kick off some of our assembly events. And we'll come back to David and Willow in just a second. But let me just start by saying why we are doing a special podcast, a special high school edition of the podcast. So if you are a veteran PRISM student, you know that this year has looked different in more ways than just there's a lot of virtual activity and we all wear masks to class. You know that we also just change the structure of the first couple of days of school. Typically, in our first couple of days of school, we would focus a lot on systems and rules and things like that. And this year, we felt like there was a lot of unknown in the environment, and we felt like it would be good for everyone to see just what a normal school year feels like when you're either virtual schooling or hybrid virtual schooling. And so we felt like it would be good to just jump right in and just have a normal school week, let everyone get the unknown out of their mind and make it known what the school year would look like. And so we just started by jumping right in. Now, this is week two, and we still need to cover some of those basic principles to keep us all on the same page of what's the purpose of PRISM, what are our rules, why do some of them exist, and how they fit into the broader context of who we are. And so we'll be doing that over the next couple of weeks, and we'll be talking through some things. And today's podcast is intended as a to be used as a tool for you high schoolers to listen to it and then come back to class and be able to discuss it inside of your Confluence class and discuss it inside of your homeroom and different things like that. And then when we all come together at the assembly, it'll look a little bit different this year because the high schoolers will have had their assembly through the podcast and through discussions that happen in the classroom. And the assembly will just be a time of fun and a time of hopefully sharing some of the insights you have had with the younger students over the time we discussed it. So, what do we want to talk about today in our very first podcast? Here's what we want to talk about today in our very first podcast. The first thing I want everyone to know is why we exist as a school. PRISM Education Center is a Northgate school. We are a values-based school, and that has a lot of meaning. And that term and even that affiliation as a values-based school inside the Northgate system of schools is something that really has a lot of meaning for me as an administrator, and it should have a lot of meaning for each and every student and family that's listening to this. One of the things that I want to make sure everyone is on the same page as I am, on the same page with me, is what exactly it means to be a values-based person. If you ever talk to the local chairman of PRISM Education Center, Steve Schultz, he's going to talk about how he wants to see the students who come out of here developed with a strong ethical platform and a strong values-based orientation where they make, I hear him use the word ethics and ethical platform almost every time he describes what he hopes to see out of the PRISM scholars. If you ever hear Dr. Woodruff, who's the chairman of the Northgate Schools, talk, you're going to hear him use phrases like destiny and purpose. And if you look at our crest, you're going to see these words: destiny, purpose, character. You're going to see all of these terms that really should give you some definition about where we want our students to go as scholars. And that's really what we want to talk about today. We want to talk about what it means to have a values-based lens and how we build that at PRISM. And actually, mainly today, we're going to talk about what it means to have a values-based lens and what it means to be a values-based school and to be a values-based student. Essentially, what we're saying is when you come to PRISM, your parents are sending you here in all likelihood, not just for a wonderful academic experience, but because they want you to be developed as a leader and as a values-based person. And that's what every single teacher here is working toward. And so we integrate that into all of our communication. When you hear that term values-based values, be a values-based person or have a values-based lens, you might wonder, what does that mean? And it means that when you make decisions, when you're making those decisions, and you're calculating the impact of your actions on others, you're calculating the motivations, you're calculating different things, whether you're doing this consciously or unconsciously, you're always taking actions from a set of values. And we want to make sure that the students at PRISM have defined those values, are aware of their values, and are aware of the context in which their decisions are made. And so some of the structures, some of the systems, some of the rules, some of the recognition systems, all these things are built from this place of wanting our students to develop into leaders, develop into people who can take hold of their purpose and the purpose for which they were set here on earth, and live their lives from a values-based perspective. So I want to actually start off today, but get into today. I want to talk to David and Willow. David, I'm going to let you go first, okay? Mm-hmm. You guys were actually two of our first students at PRISM Education Center. And actually, even y'all were part of the pre-PRISM stages that met. Y'all kind of homeschooled together for a semester right before we started PRISM. So you guys were here from the early ages or early stages of PRISM. And I know y'all were younger than y'all were probably middle school, rising middle schoolers. Tell me a little bit about what those early days at PRISM did for you in terms of, how the values and how the principles by which the school was run impacted your life. Mm-hmm.
So I came to, first year of PRISM when I was there. I was in fifth grade, so about 11 years old. And really, being dropped from, whatever environment, public school environment and then homeschool environment, and then being dropped into a very rigid values-based environment, not rigid in the sense that it's, extremely strict and all these things, but rigid in the sense that there is a, there's a pattern that you follow. There's rules and there's, there's accepted ways that you respond to different things. And so that was kind of a really important factor. And honestly, when I was younger, I pushed back against that a little bit. And there wasn't a whole lot of buy-in from me from the values when I was younger, and the more that I grew inside of PRISM, the more that I started to see that the value of being inside of a values-based environment. And I think I really started to see kind of the importance and just the value of PRISM in probably my junior and senior year, and maybe even a little bit before that, just really noticing what, being pushed into leadership roles and that sort of thing, what it did for me. And it produced a lot of awareness inside of me. And I think there's a lot that comes from being an older student at PRISM. And you guys have probably been told that being an older kid inside of PRISM, there's a lot of weight that comes with it. And the little kids will look at you and see what you're doing and copy. And I didn't really take that seriously till later on, whenever, you see, like, if you act a certain way, if you respond to a certain way in teachers, you'll see it in the younger kids. And I think really seeing that adjusted how I started reacting and acting inside of PRISM and really caused a lot of buy-in from me, just wanting to help build the PRISM culture later on. And so,
yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, I actually really agree with everything that David said. I echo everything that he said, and I feel like PRISM for me, from the very beginning, in the early days, it just provided truly a sanctuary and a safe place for me to truly explore my own values and how I wanted to live my life and who I am. And it really was a safe place for me to fully grow into my identity. And it only was that place because, number one, the PRISM teachers are awesome and they provide an environment that's extremely nurturing and extremely safe to be able to make mistakes and potentially fall short. But at the same time, they push you and stretch you to really meet a standard of excellence in a really nuanced and balanced way. But simultaneously, it's not only the teachers. For me, when I was at PRISM, the students pushed me and my friends pushed me and my peers pushed me. And it really created this incredible environment for me to really grow into womanhood and grow into number one, a professional student, an academic student, an intellectual, but also a friend and a good peer and a hard worker. And it really instilled a lot of values in me to where now I'm graduated from Prism. I graduated in 2018 and I'm in college. I'm going into my second year of college. And I have a value system inside of me and I have identity. I know who I am and I know where my own personal boundaries are. So I'm able to navigate the environment of college with excellence and with wisdom. And I can go into a class and disagree with what the professor says or what my peers say, but navigate that eloquently and have discussions and challenge people in a really mature way that is building to everyone. And so I think that was birthed inside of me through Prism, through the early years of Prism. And I just encourage all the students who are listening to this just to embrace the culture and to embrace the boundaries, because actually there's freedom in the boundaries. And once you fully embrace those boundaries, embrace the rules that you might not understand, you will understand them at some point, you know, and it's those boundaries that create this really building environment where your mind and your heart and your spirit are just nourished, and it'll develop things inside of you that can't be developed anywhere else.
I just to bounce off what Willow said, I think there's a belief that if you're inside of boundaries, like either you can't have fun or it's not, you know, it's stifling you. But honestly, I think it was, you know, it's when you embrace the boundaries that you understand that they're there, you don't push them, that you really grow exponentially. The more that you know that the boundaries are there for a reason and you don't have to know exactly why they're there. You'll learn eventually, but you know, just embracing that they're there and knowing that they're there, it honestly is enlightening, because there's no wondering on what's okay and what's not okay. There's no question there, and it really does make you grow faster just embracing the boundaries.
That's really great. I think both of you had some really good, really great statements to make, and I think that it's really what I hear you both saying is that you came to appreciate the boundaries, the rules, and that you're encouraging students to appreciate those rules and to understand they're not there to punish you, but to help create an environment that's safe and that is healthy and that helps you propel you to your fullest potential. And that's true. That's absolutely true. That's what we want to do here. And I think that even in just hearing you guys talk, it's evident that you have, you really are leaders, and you are operating even in your current context from a posture of a values-based lens. And that was a partnership, not just with the school. I mean, that didn't just come about because Prism's a great school, but also because of your interactions with your parents. And really what's nice about this school environment is that it allows a seamless interaction between your home and school and all of life as you're developing into a young adult and you're developing, and really the students listening to this are high schoolers. And so everyone listening to this should be developing into a young adult. And what our goal is to create a real strong partnership between home, school and student that's really focused on helping each and every student here come and reach their potential and really be someone who operates not just as a person who evaluates decisions off what they want and what benefits them in the moment, but and not even just what benefits or how it impacts the people in their immediate surrounding, but be individuals who can lead and who can be people who make decisions on the basis of how they impact even people they don't know, how they impact the impact of their actions are weighed on the basis of how it impacts people, society at large and their community at large. And so that's what we're going to be talking about in the next couple of weeks at Prism, as we do learn, like, what are the standards? What are the standards for behavior, standards for interactions between guys and girls, interactions? Why do we wear a uniform? How do we interact with teachers when we have questions? Do we just send them a quick text message, or does communication need to be more professional? How we manage technology as we're in these virtual classes and our workload, how we talk about things, how we, and just the fine details. Culture is built in the fine details, and everyone plays a role in building the culture at Prism. And this year, it's going to really take a lot of intentionality from every single person, because we are spending so much of our time virtual, and that doesn't have to be a limitation. We can push past that. That does not have to be a limitation, and we don't expect that it will be a limitation. We believe that good things will come out of this, even things that couldn't have come out of a fully in-person experience. So, and it already has. So we're really excited about that. So this week we're going to be talking in your homerooms and in Confluence and things like that about what does it mean to be an ethical person? What does it mean to be a moral person? And how, you know, what are the rules and the systems that we have in place here as a school to help make that to help develop students in a way that's almost, it becomes easy. Mm-hmm. And I heard you guys both use the word push. My teachers push me. And so I guess it wasn't ever, never really felt easy.
Not really, no.
So it doesn't have to be easy to be good, right? And in fact, most of the good things in life come from things that are challenging. And that's what we can guarantee you, an environment that will challenge you and shape you. And what a great place to be a young person coming into manhood and womanhood. So we're excited about the year. We're excited about the next couple of weeks as we talk about these things. We want to give you a challenge. We want all the students to talk to their parents this week about why your parents sent you to this school, because we believe that there is a reason. We believe that it has taken a lot of sacrifice for a lot of your family members to get you to this school, whether you're getting here virtually or in person. It has taken some sacrifice. And so we want you all to ask, talk to your parents and find out exactly what was their purpose in sending you to this school, and what did they hope would be accomplished as a result of you being a student here. And thank you, David and Willow. Thank you so much for joining on our very first inaugural PRISM podcast.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Until next week.
This podcast is a production of PRISM Education Center. You can subscribe to this podcast through any platform you access quality podcasts, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Find out more about PRISM Education Center by visiting our website at www.prismeducationcenter.org.